Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. With your host, Pastor Jeremy Maynard. You know his motto. He's excited to be alive. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Let's get the conversation started.
Thank you, Lord. You know how we always start? We always start by giving our Heavenly Father, our Abba, some honor. And we always go to His Word first. So Philippians 3:13-14, then Ephesians 2:10, then Proverbs 24:6, and then Proverbs 15:22. Ephesians 3, verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to be, to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Yah in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Yes. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship created in Yeshua HaMashiach unto good works which Yah hath before ordained, and we should walk in them. Proverbs 24:6, for by wise counsel shalt thou make war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. Then in Proverbs 15:22, it says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this awesome time that we're getting together as dads, as men. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance, your leadership, your spirit. Bless us as fathers, Lord. Bless us to focus on victory. Bless us to fulfill our purpose. Bless us to be wise, not in our own eyes, but as you lead us. Bless us to be consistent, to be faithful. And hallelujah, bless us, Lord, to operate in diligence, Lord, to have conscientiousness and do well. Thank you, Lord, for this time together. We ask that you bless it, bless this conversation, and everyone who hears it, that they may grow, that they may be empowered. We thank you in the matchless name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Ah, how you doing, Ron?
I'm excited to be alive. I'm excited to be alive.
Yes,
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 sir.
Yes.
Awesome, 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 awesome.
Well, we know victory is worth the effort. We had an issue last week, so we want to apologize for all those who wanted to tune in. We had a good turnout to listen to the prior And they, I guess they listened back and downloaded the prior week. It did very well. And we want to thank all those listeners out there who listened to the prior week. And we're very, very, very thankful that you're here with us this evening. And so thankful we want to announce that according to FeedSpot, we are the 27th best parenting podcast in the world, which is, you know, I guess there are hundreds of them. And to be 27th is near the top, so I don't mind. yes. We want to make it to number one one day. So bless us and listen and share and like and subscribe. So, but victory is worth the effort. And this week, no matter what happens, we want to bring some semblance of fulfillment. You know, that three things in fulfillment are going on. That when you fulfill something, you're executing wisely, consistently, and diligently until it's done until completion and done well. But number two, when there's fulfillment, there's joy received from the process and the productivity and the purposefulness of doing. When you do something well, there's a joy that is associated with the doing it well. There's wellness for you when you do something well. And number three, there's contentment found in the meaningfulness of the victory. You are contented, you are satiated, you're satisfied, you're gratified by doing well. Yeah, so we're going to get into this conversation about being effective in what you're called to do by doing it wisely, aka brilliantly, by doing it consistently, aka faithfully, and by doing it diligently, aka conscientiously, as we focus on victory. Yes. So, you know, in this day and age, Ron, information is plentiful. We can get information all over the place. It's being thrown at us in every direction. Not all of it's good, and it's harder to come by. Wisdom is harder to come by, but it's so vital to acquire and use wisdom in seeking and developing your specific usefulness, your specific purpose. What, why is it so important to capture wisdom while pursuing purpose? Why is it so vital to acquire and use wisdom, not just get it, but use it in your specific usefulness, in your purpose?
That's as they like to say in the world, that's a great question. number one, it kind of almost answers itself within inside itself, because you can have knowledge, but you don't have the power of how to use that knowledge. It's just knowledge. It's like a book. The book has all you need sitting on the shelf, but until you reach up there and take that book off the shelf and open it up and begin to see what the contents hold, you'll never have the understanding of that what's inside that book. So it's the same thing with having this ability to have the wisdom to understand. Number one, first of all, having the wisdom to understand who you are, why you are, what you are, and to encapsulate all of that, whose you are. Because you don't know you. That's the first part we got to get. We got to get upright and get it sitting on the platform correctly. You know, do you come to that understanding?
Right.
Everything else is futile. You got to remember, you belong to somebody, and I ain't talking about your mama and daddy. You belong to either one of one spiritual entities, or you belong to the other. And truthfully speaking, you really do know who you belong to. You know, your life will show it if you don't understand it. It will dictate to the world who you belong to, and the world will dictate you as such.
Exactly.
And that's a rough statement, but I got to keep it real, man. I got to keep it real. Come on now. I mean, if you on daddy's side, it's going to manifest. It's going to show. If you on the other side, that's going to show too.
Absolutely.
Whatever you project out your life determines where you're fed from. If you constantly have doubt and unbelief and challenges and problems, not to say that people on the the upper side don't, but those for them are experiences to make them better.
Yeah.
Other folks who are going through stuff, it is a pathway to take them someplace that there's no return. And the only way it changes into experiences like what others are experiences is when you have that aha moment,
mm-hmm.
and you realize that you're going down the wrong path and you change directions by changing through the ability to choose. Because everything you're doing, either one or two, is based off the choices you make.
Amen.
And the choices you make a lot of times are determined by the environment that you come from, the experiences that you have, the understanding or lack of understanding, your self-beliefs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your level of belief impacts your level of action.
Exactly.
And when you understand your value, you understand why you're valuable.
Mm.
And more importantly, who you're valuable to. It affects your thoughts. It affects the words that come out of your mouth. It affects the actions that you flow from, that come from your thought and what you speak, which creates the habits that either determine success or failure in your life. And that is what you to make the correct choices.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're lacking that, you know, when you don't understand your strengths, if you don't understand your weaknesses, if you're not a person of observation, of trying to always look to do things that will take you to the next level, not for the purpose of material gain, but for the purpose for being a better person, and then it's going to affect everything you deal with, relationships, how you develop. You know, because the Father has a plan of betterment for us, a plan of growth and improvement. You know, and that comes through gaining more wisdom. It comes through consistency of understanding what works and then be consistent with always carrying out those things that work, and the due diligence to be faithful to do it because you know the importance of why you're doing it. You want to be an asset, not a liability.
Exactly.
So it requires what? That wisdom and that accountability, that consistency and that diligence, because you know you have an obligation of leaving a legacy, because you come to find out that it's not about you. You are a part of a bigger plan, and you have a part to play in it, like every single boy, girl, woman, and man does on this planet. Because the ultimate goal is bringing the kingdom into fruition. Because more the kingdom is in fruition, the more others have a chance to have a successful way of life that leads them into the ultimate thing, which is destiny.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. And with that said, we have another caller. But before we get to the other caller and even finish this point, we have to go to a break. And we will be right back.
One of the initiatives here at Furthering Fathering is to raise awareness around sickle cell disease. Help us to be a blessing to sponsor 10 kids from ages 7 to 17 to Camp New Hope in July 2023. Brought to you by the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. Registration opens soon with a cost of $150 per child. Help Furthering Fathering sponsor at least 10 kids. You can be a blessing today by visiting our website to make a donation at www.furtheringfathering.org. Click the donate button and choose Sickle Cell Camp. Make a donation of any amount, but our goal is to at least raise $1,500, which will cover the cost of 10 kids.
The research-based curriculum, Getting to the Heart of Fathers, Five Core Principles Workbook introduces the five core principles of furthering fathering, and it makes them practical. The acronym PRINCIPLES, which form the word H-E-A-R-T, heart,
are honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Along with your consultation, the curriculum can be taught in a variation of sessions, virtually and in person, according to need. For more, contact us at www.furtheringfathering.org, email us at info@furtheringfathering.org, or call us at 888-380-3370.
Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. Join the Haven Church Global's e-service every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a word of encouragement on Jeremy Anthony Maynard's Facebook page and the Jeremy Maynard YouTube page. For more information, visit havenchurchofny.org.
Let's get the conversation started.
Yes, the brothers are back in the building. Furthering Fathering Radio. Focus on victory. Fulfill your purpose with wisdom, consistency, and diligence. Yes, we were just talking about the importance of wisdom. And Ron was really talking about applying all three, wisdom, consistency, and diligence with regard to your purpose. And before we get back to Ron, we want to let in our next caller, 5606. Hello, 5606. We're getting some background noise.
Yes.
Oh,
sorry about that. It's a train. This is Soldier Mark. How you
doing, Soldier?
Blessed to be.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
There, brother. How
Yahshua
you?
Loves everybody. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we're talking about focusing on victory. You know, as men who've been through a lot, as men who are going through a lot, but as men who are determined to maintain victory, what are some of the best ways to acquire the wisdom, to apply the consistency, and to remain diligent?
Some of the best ways, but I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're breaking up there. So say that again one more time. Okay, we'll be right back with you, Marcus, in a moment. Yeah, as we're dealing with how to attain wisdom, because there's a lot of information, does not mean that you're receiving wisdom. Now, when I say that, wisdom is always connected to the truth. It is accepting, appropriating, acknowledging, and affirming the truth and operating with it, growing in it, being guided in it, and then learning its best, most righteous, and most beneficial use of it. It is embracing truth and using it for its best and for the betterment of all those involved. Yes, yeah, so when you're asking to gain wisdom, you're not only asking for the truth to be revealed to you, you're asking to be matured, a process of being matured to be able to handle the truth, the information that is true and received, and then knowing the best, most beneficial, and most godly use of it. So when you're dealing with your purpose, you must acquire the information. And how do you acquire the information, which was the question, is to ask, to seek, to research, to study, to see all the angles, to observe, acquire what is necessary for the formula, the process, the procedure, to ask those who have been there. So there is a level of humility that's required to seek out those who have done it before. So no matter what your purpose is, if we're talking about fatherhood, and you may not have had a quality experience with your own father, but that your father is not the limit of fatherhood. God will supply your culture, your community, your entertainment, your literature can supply if sought out better or good models of what can be, what ought to be. And it's not to cause you to disrespect, because one of the beautiful things about being a father is that your children learn the reality of your humanity, that it's not a pie-in-the-sky ideal, but they've seen you fail, recover, but still focus on victory. You want focusing on victory is wanting what is best, doing what is necessary to facilitate what is best for you, your children, and your children's children. You want to bless multiple generations with your decisions. That's why wisdom, because something may be good for now. It's like a hairstyle may seem like it looks nice now.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not apply. See, there is wisdom that applies throughout and through multiple generations. And that's what needs to be passed forward. That's what needs to be learned. And that's how we operate in our purpose when we receive. One of the scriptures that was read earlier, for those who want to look it up, it's Proverbs 15:22. It says, without counsel, that's wise counsel, counsel, getting information from sources that are faithful, that are consistent, that have done it before, that have experienced the wisdom and how it works, the best way to use it, without that type of counsel, purposes are disappointed. They fail. They frustrate. There's an L taken, a loss. But, as it keeps it continues, in the multitude of counselors, a coach needs coaches. A teacher needs professors. A minister needs bishops. At any point in any purpose, there is wisdom to be gained from a multitude of counselors. It's not a one-stop shop. You're to gain wisdom from multiple counselors. So with that said, there's another thing that comes into account. We need balance. We need balance. Mm-hmm. We need to balance between vocation and vacation. We need balance between the rest and the work. We need balance between the fun and the serious. We need balance between in the family. That's why God, Yah, made it so that there is male and female in the family. It's for the best for the child, the children, to observe the balance, the balancing act, the equilibrium, the equipoise of relationship, a balancing tax. One may do more than the other in one area, and the other may do more than the other in another area. That is to be envisioned. And when you see it in multiple forms, you see the grandparents, you see the parents, you see the aunties and uncles, you see the neighbors, and you see how all the possibilities, you have a more healthy mindset of what to expect. It's not unrealistic when you come into relationship. You don't set standards that are unreasonable, and you don't have expectations that will cause your purposes to be appointed. So when you're talking about fulfilling your purpose, your position, whether it be your vocation, whether it be your hobby, whether it be your skill, your ability, whether it be your job, no matter what it is, your position in a home, position in a place of work, no matter what it is in your best interest and in the interest of that institution that you acquire wisdom. Yes, but mm-hmm. after wisdom, after receiving that wisdom, you must operate in consistency, with consistency, not merely, because if I say inconsistency, it sounds like I'm telling you to be inconsistent. No, to operate with consistency. In other words, when you do something, you repeat it, you repeat what you do well until it's perfected. You repeat what you don't do well until you learn it, and if you learn it enough that you know you don't do it well, and you can pass it off to somebody who does do it well on behalf. That's why practice makes perfect. You want to operate in what's called faithfulness. Faithfulness. Yes. So Ron.
Yes, sir.
You know, when we look at the word faithfulness, when we're talking about consistency, it's remaining loyal and steadfast. Why is it important for? Well, I shouldn't say why is it important. What are some ways to remain faithful to your purpose, to be consistent pursuing your purpose? Some practical things that can be done to be consistent, to be faithful, to be steadfast in pursuing your purpose. You're doing that. You have an audience. You have the audience of God. And you have the audience of your spouse, the audience of your children, the audience of those who you've told what you're going to do. So now, how do you remain faithful, consistent, or steadfast in it?
As I've said, which probably people will go back and listen to previous recordings, you'll hear me say something consistently that I use is the word consistency. Because understanding the importance of it is that four steps to accomplishing your dream.
Oh, boy.
Say that again. Four steps, 4 points to accomplishing your dream or walking into your purpose so that you can fulfill your destiny. It starts with the foundation. What are those four things?
We're going to hit those four things right after these messages, because we're literally right up on the break. Where we will be right back. When we come back, the four things that you need by Elder Ron Herring to remain consistent.
One of the initiatives here at Furthering Fathering is to raise awareness around sickle cell disease. Help us to be a blessing to sponsor 10 kids from ages 7 to 17 to Camp New Hope in July 2023. Brought to you by the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. Registration opens soon with a cost of $150 per child. Help Further and Father and sponsor at least 10 kids. You can be a blessing today by visiting our website to make a donation at www.furtheringfathering.org. Click the donate button and choose Sickle Cell Camp. Make a donation of any amount, but our goal is to at least raise $1,500, which will cover the cost of 10 kids.
The research-based curriculum, Getting to the Heart of Fathers, 5 Core Principles Workbook introduces the 5 core principles of furthering fathering, and it makes them practical. The acronym principles, which form the word H-E-A-R-T, heart, are honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Along with your consultation, the curriculum can be taught in a variation of sessions, virtually and in person, according to need. For more, contact us at www.furtheringfathering.org Email us at info@furtheringfathering.org or call us at 888-380-3370.
Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. Join the Haven Church Global's e-service every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a word of encouragement on Jeremy Anthony Maynard's Facebook page and the Jeremy Maynard YouTube page. For more information, visit havenchurchofny.org.
Let's get the conversation started.
Yes, yes, the brothers are back in the building. Furthering Fathering Radio. Focus on victory. Fulfill your purpose with wisdom, consistency, and diligence. Just before the break, Ron was going into four ways to remain consistent. Fire away, Elder Ron.
Yes, sir. Now, as I go into that, before I even say that, it's going to segue with this. You got to understand your attitude determines your destiny. That's number one. That's not number one of the four, but that is the foundation of it. Your attitude determines your destiny. And why do I say that? Because your attitude is the basic lens or frame through which you see yourself, number one, the way you see the world, and how you see other people. So you having a positive attitude or a negative one is how you're going to see the world accordingly. But remember, your lamp is your eye, see? And that provides the light for the rest of you. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. In other words, the way you look at things is going to shape the course of your life for either better or worse. And that lines up with your thoughts, your word, your action, your habits, and your choices. And how do you control that? Well, that segues into these four things, these four steps. Number one, prepare prayerfully. Number two, plan purposefully. Number three, proceed positively. And four, pursue persistently. You want me to say those again? I'll give them to you a second time.
Say those four again for the listeners.
Number one, prepare prayerfully. Number two, plan purposefully. Number three, proceed positively. And number four, pursue persistently. Those are the keys. Because in order for you to do anything, you have to have a foundation that is based in the right mindset. And if you don't have the kind of attitude you need to have, your thoughts are shaping your identity. So how you identify yourself is based on what you feed off of, where it comes from. You know, when you don't allow the proper process to operate, then you cannot create a promise. Instead, it becomes a gateway to problem. Say it again.
I was going to say, okay. So now a person is waking up in the morning, right? The day before, they realized that something that they do well is having impact, and they're realizing that that's their purpose. Can you, when they wake up in the morning, how do they apply those four things you said? They wake up in the morning. What are those four things? And let's make it practical so that people can do it in their lives, so they can not just have it on their mind. They not only receive this truth, but as wisdom says, able to apply it.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the word accomplishment. That word is an action word, which means you have to do something. So just merely saying it out your mouth is not accomplishing anything.
Right.
What the word says to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only.
Right.
So that means you got to apply the word. You got to give life to this word that you are taking in. That means
right.
You got to become a living component of this word. You have to live it. You
right.
have to be active in your life. So if you're not living the word, then you're just you're like a sounding brass, just saying something with nothing showing any proof of it.
Right.
So when you prepare perfectly, it means you learn how to pray correctly. so that you we got to remember the Father only operates through his word. If you're not praying his word and his will that's in his word, then you're not praying his word. And he is not, because of the integrity that he puts his word above his own name, will he move unless his word is involved in your relationship with him. That it doesn't obligate him, because he's not obligated. Everything he does with us is out of his supreme love for us. But because he has given us a roadmap and how to receive from him, how to hit the, as we say, the button to get back what you're looking to get back, it's his word. So when you pray properly, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you on how to plan purposefully. That means that you're operating in a position of obedience, that after you have prayed, you're expecting a, a result. Because prayer is communication. It's a two-way way of connecting. When I'm speaking to you, take example. Okay, I'm not speaking to you and you're going to stay silent. You're going to respond to what I said to you in some shape, form, or manner. That's the same thing we should be expecting from our Elohim, our Heavenly Father, that he's going to respond. How does he respond? Through the Holy Spirit who speaks into us. But if we don't have a relationship with him, how can we hear from him? And when we do and we hear from him, what he gives us is he will strategically give us a plan, because does he not say many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Father's purpose that prevails?
Exactly.
So when we know that, he's going to give us plans that have purposeness in them. And when they have plans, then we can operate out of faith, out of a reassurance, out of a sureness that we can proceed positively, because we're operating in a level of belief that will impact our level of action. Because we understand the value we have with our Heavenly Father and how he values us. How do I say, now that you believe, now you can take committed action.
So suffice it to say, when this person who heard yesterday that what they're doing is working, that morning, the first thing they should do is pray. But pray according to his word. In other words, there should be some wisdom gained from what's read or heard in their reading. You can listen, or you can, you know, you have various apps that allow the word to be read to you, just so you, if you, especially if you need wisdom, it's a good idea to read one book of Proverbs a day, the 31 days in the longest months. So whatever is a good practice is to read a proverb, one of the Proverbs per day, a chapter in the New Testament, a chapter in the Old Testament, and you'll gain some wisdom that will cause you to listen to truth. Now, when Ron was talking about the Holy Spirit, the name that Christ gave the Holy Spirit was the Spirit of Truth. So now that you are equipped with truth, that's where wisdom is. Where wisdom is appropriating the truth. It's accepting truth and knowing how to use it. So that's when the planning comes in. So even after you pray, you have to have a plan for your day, right? A plan that involves you using and learning and growing in your purpose. So you have to plan. So in Psalm 90, verse 12, it tells us to teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So you see the line here. You go from the prayer to planning. But the plan may have happened even as or before you're praying, right? And what was number three again?
Proceeding positively.
Oh, that goes to the attitude you were talking about. So,
yes.
So, believing that it will come to pass, that you will perfect or grow, avenues are coming. Because opportunity will come, you must be ready when it comes. So you're praying, you're receiving truth, which is with wisdom, which is the truth. You're planning now. Your day is scheduled, And what happens when your day is scheduled? You're going to run into things. Sometimes you'll have a schedule, but circumstances will cause you to veer off. Very often, those circumstances are called options. Because you have several options now, sometimes options can become distractions. So you must be willful in your choosing what to do. Do not overbook your day. Do not frustrate yourself by overcommitting or undercommitting, by spending too much time on vocation and not enough time on vacation, or vice versa. In other words, do not have too much time off. Do not have too much time on. You have to understand balance and move at a pace, a growing pace, not a diminishing pace. You'll know if you're getting diminishing returns. If you're getting diminishing returns, you're either doing too much or too little regarding your purpose. Even if you're working a job that's separate from your purpose, you must spend some time intentionally throughout that day incrementally improving what is necessary to facilitate and fulfill your purpose. It will bring fulfillment. Fulfillment comes from when something's completed and it's done well and everything that was required to do it is done. Fulfillment comes when it's done positively and you're done gladly, right? You enjoy it. You're making the most of it. It's fulfilling. You're being full and you're being filled and you're able to overflow, bless someone else. And then it is also satisfaction. You get contentment because it's fulfilling. Oh, we have some more callers on the line. Yes. And awesome. Yes. 1891, how are you doing today?
Let's go.
1891, ending in 1891. You are on the line. You're on the show. Hello? Okay, we're going to move to 5606.
Yes, soldier, I'm back.
Okay, yes.
That was Isaac. That's Isaac on the line with me. That's why he wasn't. He didn't want to say hello.
Okay. Hi, Isaac.
I'm out of the tunnel now.
Okay. We can hear the New York subway. For all those listeners around the world, what you're hearing is the sounds of the New York subway in the background.
Well, I haven't heard that sound in a long time.
So Marcus,
I know, sir.
you're working on various things, and we were just talking about fulfilling your purpose. I see that you have Isaac with you. As a single dad raising a son, why is it so important for him to see you in pursuit of your purpose?
Because the best way to learn is to see. That's what I think. And then God, as he said in the word, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. God became flesh and dwelt among us. So he came in the form as of a man, and he dwelt among us. I mean, he came right up close and personal and showed us how to live a victorious life. So
powerful.
Then it became more than he brought the words to life. It became more than just the scriptures. So he showed us how to actually live it. So when you're doing when you're doing that with your children, it's the same thing, because you could say stuff to them, but when they see you doing it, it gives them better guidance on how to follow it, because as they get older, you know, they'll notice. They'll even say to you, oh, but you don't do that. You know, like if you tell them to eat healthy, and then if you come in the house with just some McDonald's or something just because you was in a rush, they're going to say, oh, daddy, look, well, why you have that? Because you're doing this, so they're going to expect you to do the same thing. So,
yes.
You know, you're the first role model. You're the first one to show them how stuff is supposed to be. So you show them the consistency of your word, you know, doing what you're going to do on through, so they could learn to be the same way. It will be honorable. They true to their word. If they say it, they're going to do it, you know, all that stuff like that. That's why they work so hard to separate us from our kids, because men, we're more strict. So, you know, the kids, if they see that consistency, then it's easier for them and do whatever. And then you know what happens. Then the system just takes advantage from there.
That's powerful. That's powerful. We're up on a break. Mm-hmm. We're up on a break, and we will be right back. Powerful words.
One of the initiatives here at Furthering Fathering is to raise awareness around sickle cell disease. Help us to be a blessing to sponsor 10 kids from ages 7 to 17 to Camp New Hope in July 2023. Brought to you by the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. Registration opens soon with a cost of $150 per child. Help Furthering Fathering sponsor at least 10 kids. You can be a blessing today by visiting our website to make a donation at www.furtheringfathering.org. Click the donate button and choose Sickle Cell Camp. Make a donation of any amount, but our goal is to at least raise $1,500, which will cover the cost of 10 kids.
The research-based curriculum, Getting to the Heart of Fathers, Five Core Principles Workbook introduces the five core principles of furthering fathering, and it makes them practical. The acronym principles, which form the word H-E-A-R-T, heart, are honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Along with your consultation, the curriculum can be taught in a variation of sessions, virtually and in person, according to need. For more, contact us at www.furtheringfathering.org, email us at info@furtheringfathering.org, or call us at 888-380-3370.
Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. Join the Haven Church Global's e-service every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a word of encouragement on Jeremy Anthony Maynard's Facebook page and the Jeremy Maynard YouTube page. For more information, visit havenchurchofny.org.
Let's get the conversation started.
Yes, 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 we're back. Further and Farther in Radio. Focus on victory. Fulfill your purpose with wisdom, consistency, and diligence. Yes, we're back in the building, and we're so grateful for the contributions from Ron and from a brother Marcus. Listeners out there, it is vital in this day and age, as well, we talk primarily and quickly about the distractions. Some of them are intimidating mm-hmm. distractions. The release of AI, some machines think that they're sentient. The fact that I say some machines think is a mind boggler. It was sci-fi. Now it's reality. It's science realization right now. And people, I remember talking to my son Jeremiah, who's an artist, and we were talking about one of the Midjourney is one of the AI artistry apps where you can just type in a backslash or forward slash imagine, and then anything you imagine that you type after that, the machine will quickly draw. It's incredible. But what's beautiful about humanity is that there's more value in what we do. So even if something can produce something efficiently and quickly, the homemade, it's just like homemade food is better than fast food, right? Even mm-hmm. if the fast food looks good, it may look pretty, it may have a good taste to it, but there's something about the home-cooked food. It's just better all the way around. Well, it's the same thing with art. It's the same thing with music. All these aspects are writing. You can ask it to write a script, and it'll write a script for you for a movie. If you don't like the way a Star Wars movie came out, you'll just say, fix it so this happens, and it'll write a whole movie for you. It's a whole book, separate from what is going on in reality. So, but that could be intimidating, but it still increases the value of the genuine. When the pseudo comes, the genuine has more value. So you should be inspired to do what you're called to do. Your purpose is not negated because the checkout counter now has all automation or there's a lot of automation in things. You still have greater value. As a matter of fact, there'll be a higher price to pay for when it's done by a human being. So do the best you can to operate in your purpose. Do not be fearful of what's going on, but operate in wisdom, consistency, and diligence. There are two other things that people battle with, and that's perfectionism and inadequacy on opposite ends. On opposite ends, sometimes in the process of fulfilling your purpose, your purpose becomes a religion, and you become legalistic in your religion. In other words, you start overdoing. You start, as they say on the streets, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. And anything overdone, you know, when you put something in the oven and it's overdone, it gets burnt.
Mm-hmm.
It gets burnt, and you got to throw it away. So that's the same thing with your purpose. That's why you need vocation and vacation. You are designed to go but so far. But you also need to replenish. You need to be wise. Mm-hmm. It's healthy. Balance is health. That's why you need a balanced diet. You need to balance your rest and your work. You need to balance your leisure. You need to balance your meals. You have to have a balanced diet. All these go into fulfilling your purpose. All of that goes into, if you have the right fuel in you, you can go further.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the right amount of rest, you can do it. When you're awake, you can operate and not have diminishing returns. If you're doing too much, or if you feel this inadequacy and you're afraid to do, nothing gets done. So it's striking that balance between doing well optimally and resting and doing something else so that
mm-hmm.
you can rest from your rest. The R-E-S-T from your W-R-E-S-T. You can rest from your toiling, right? Yeah, so we're down to the last few minutes. And any final words, Ron? Any final words on focusing on victory, fulfilling your purpose with wisdom, consistency, and diligence?
What does 1 Corinthians 1:5 tell us? It says, for in him we have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and all your knowledge. So when we know that, then where do we go to do what we need to do to replenish? We go before the throne. How do we know we do it by prayer, but when we are led by the Holy Spirit, He guides us in every aspect of our life, whether it is spiritually, whether it is mentally, and whether it is physically. And everything should line up from the spirit. So when he talks to our body and our bodies tell us it's time to sleep, when we try to override that because we think we need to keep going, 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 what is the end result? We wind up in a worse situation than we were originally because we didn't follow the concept that was put in place to ignite the ability of your body to do what it needs to do to replenish you. See, that was already built in you. Didn't I just say he enriched you in every way? So he doesn't just enrich you spiritually, he enriches you physically, that your body has a balance to it. It knows when to do certain things and how to do certain things and how much or how less you need of things. And when you are in alignment with that, again, understanding who you are, understanding whose you are and why you are, you know the importance of why you have to be obedient to what is leading you. Because the ultimate goal at the end of the day is you want to reach your destiny, don't you? So just like you sat there and made that plan for whatever it is that your purpose and your talent and ability is to do to take you forth to do what you need to do, you need to balance yourself with the things that will help you get there. And if taking care of your physical body means you need to eat these kind of things, you need to not eat these kind of things. If you need to fill your thoughts with these kind of thoughts and not with those kind of thoughts, these are the things that will help to make you successful so that you will walk out what is put in you. Again, many other plans in a man's heart, but it is your purpose and purpose. So in order to increase your value, you have to increase your trust level of he that created you and gave you your value.
Powerful, 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 powerful. Yes, yes. So repeat the four things again, and then we're going to pray out. What are the four things again that you have to do to be consistent? Because we didn't even get to being conscientious. You have to be conscientious. In other words, diligent. When you're diligent, you do what needs to be done, and you do it well. You're intentional about doing well. You don't flow off. To be conscientious is wishing to do what is right, especially your work or your duty. You do it well, and you do it thoroughly. So you want to work with thoroughness. Oh, with that said, I guess we're going to have to catch that next week. We're going to have to catch the next week as we delve in more into operating in our purpose as a father and as a man in a society that is being intentionally feminized. We love our women. We love our women. We just don't want to be them. We want to love them and be us. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your great love towards us. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us today. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for your purpose, as all good things work together for good. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, Lord, as you bless us, Lord, to do exceedingly well. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your great love towards us as we grow and learn in our five core principles: honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. We thank you until next week, and we love you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. And until next week, amen and amen.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world, Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. With your host, Pastor Jeremy Maynard. You know his motto. He's excited to be alive. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?